This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 1 hour gone, 2 hours still to go in the big show. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday here on ESPN 97.5. Of course, the topic at hand is the Texans and the state of disarray.
Yeah. Can we switch topics, though?
Well, I heard the,
Did you have anything else?
Big exhale, which means normally it's time to transition. So,
just, okay. Well, no, I'm
the suspects get it. You know, we hammered the Texans and we thought they sucked, right?
For 45 minutes,
we're
just
bashed
them.
Also clear in the fact that people have been hammering them since 7 a.m. this morning.
By the way, this morning, speaking of hammering, this morning I'm show prepping and Jim Adler comes on and I start dying laughing. And my wife's like, what is wrong with you? I was like, you don't understand. I was like, look at his eye. Look at his eye. She's going, what? I was like, so I had to explain to her when you do it that it just makes me cackle like a school child. Like, I just, it's, she just stared at me like I was a complete idiot.
Can't see a one eye.
I just, every time it gets
had
me.
A listener party and a guy tried to do a t-shirt like Barry and I hammered him for $1.53.
There was a guy in San Antonio. He's like, I'm Dave. All you need to know is four. Call me 444-4444. Like, that's his number. And he's like, my clients, we got them $2.7 million. And then on the screen it says client gets $1.3 million of the $2.7. I'm like, don't be telling people that. You got over half the money. What a racket.
$2.7 million.
No, don't get me wrong. If an attorney got me $1.3 million, I'd be
mad at
him. But you got to keep you got to keep $1.4 million. You got more than me, and I'm the one that got hit by the car or whatever.
He's the one doing the hammering.
Well, no, this was some dude named Dave. Not Lawyer Dave. This is some dude, another Dave in San Antonio. Call me, all fours.
that reminds me, we're playing hoops this weekend with my normal group. One guy's a lawyer, mm-hmm. and the ball goes out of bounds. And so we were like, no, it went off the other. And the guy goes, no, it legitimately went off of me. It's out. And the lawyer guy goes, God, that's so awesome. That's refreshing. He just admitted that the ball went off of him. I go, Brad, you're a lawyer? It's a really refreshing kind of concept if you could master it as a lawyer. And everybody started laughing. They're like, yeah, dude, really? As a lawyer, you shouldn't talk.
Speaking of legal stuff.
Yes.
What the hell did I miss on Friday?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you missed the show.
Apparently.
Because we were at Prime Social.
Yeah. Apparently. We have a klepto on our hands at this office. There's a guy stealing out of people's mailboxes. What did I miss?
Do you really want to know?
I want to know.
So, Raheel was trying to do his best Barry on Friday, which means he showed up at about 12:56.
Okay, I get here way earlier than that, but all
right. Right. And
I get there like 12:53.
Close. Okay, within a 3-minute grace period. So we're at Prime Social, and he sits down, and he's like, so what's up? And I go, no, we're good. I said, I'm a little concerned about Nick. I said, did you see his tweet? And he's like, no, what? What was the tweet? I go, someone had the audacity, as low as you could go, to go into his mailbox at work and steal something. And immediately, his face just turned whiter than the toilet paper.
Which is not easy.
Good point.
Okay.
So he goes, well, what'd they take? I said, I don't know. But I said, I don't want this to go public. So I texted Nick on the side because I'm concerned because I would be as mad as he is because it's not right. And he's like, well, find out.
So he knew all along.
So Nick texted me back and said that he had been working on a sales deal and that someone had sent him a few samples of customized towels that turn cold when you take them to the gym and work. We've seen them before. But that they were customized, and he's going to have to return them, and now they're missing. And he was like, oh, dude. I'm like, what are you oh-duding? And he's like, I got at least one. I go, whoa, time out. You got at least one? You know how many you got? He's like, well, I know I got one. I'm like, you took it out of his mailbox? So I'm thinking, okay, this is made for off air, right? So first, I'm trying to convince Nick off air that this happened. And he is.
I'm not believing it, dude.
You didn't believe the real
story? He thought this was a bit that like you had created and I bought in on it and I was in on it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, Nick, I'm being serious with you. If you could have seen his face when I told him that I was upset.
Why did he steal it?
We don't know this completely. Although I will say this. Then I figure, again, this is not ready for on air, right? So we do the opening segment like we normally do. He throws to break by going, I know this is your guys' show. Normally, I just am along for the ride, but can I do something here? Because there's someone that wants to kick my ass, and I want to address it. And I was like, okay, so sure.
He makes it into a radio bit, which leads me to be more suspicious that it's a radio that bit and not fake. True. You know?
Yeah, right. So I throw to break, and I look at him, and I go, are you talking about Nick? He's like, yeah, I'm going to bring it up after the break, dude. I'm like, you sure you want to do that? He's like, yeah. No, I do. I was like, okay, man, it's on you. Do what you got to do.
Whoa. So I'm okay. So we have established that. What I want to know is, were these towels just like hanging out in your inbox?
No, for just
were they in something?
They're in, so the work mailbox. The way our work mailbox works is, it's literally just a rectangle
that does not
have a door, and it has your name.
Yes.
Labeled on that slot, so you know it's your mailbox.
Now, is his mailbox above or below yours?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And the other thing is, you can kind of see the contents of what's inside a box, but you have to be at a certain angle,
yeah,
really, for you to see what.
So he snooped through your stuff.
Exactly.
Sort of established
so it
that.
Wasn't taped now, up like a FedEx box.
Was this closed or was it open?
That's what I mean.
Did he have to open it to see what was inside, or was it in like a clear plastic bag?
It was kind of in a mesh black bag that had holes in it, so you can kind of see through it.
Okay.
Right. So but you still had to pull it out of the mailbox, in my opinion, to see what exactly it was. You can't just see, right, oh, that's a towel from an angle.
So, oh, man.
I think I made him feel bad because I go, because I didn't know that
he
at the time.
He should feel bad. He stole from Nick.
But I said, you do realize that's a felony, right?
Oh, Lord. And you went to that level.
It's like, what? I go, if you broke into his mail, that's a felony. He's like, whoa, no. I mean, you could see what it was. I knew what it was. I was like, okay.
But did he say why he took it?
He thought it was just one of those prizes, like T-shirts and towels that we get around the station. And when he thought it was something I got for free, which was a fact. I did not pay
for
that.
But it wasn't his.
Right.
And then
he used it to work out, is what he said. So
yeah, he was going
so
to the gym.
I'm so disappointed.
But to add perspective, look, to be honest, the reason why I even sent out that tweet, okay, is because that's not the first time someone put their hand in my mailbox.
Really?
Yeah. Which is horrible.
So the first time, this is like me as a part-timer. And they're like, Nick, do you want these, like, I think they're Hooters vouchers, I think is what they gave me.
Yeah.
You know, Michelle and Esme, they're super nice. Yeah, whenever there's something around and they want to offer it to us, they're great. They're always super nice about it. So I can't remember who gave it to me. And I'm like, sure, why not? Free food and potentially free booze? Absolutely. I put it in my mailbox. Next day I go back to it. It's missing. I'm not going to complain to anybody about something I got for free.
Right.
So I let it go. 2 or 3 years later, same thing. This time I think it was Todd who gave me tickets to, like, a smaller MMA bout. And I think the event was like, or the venue was like Bayou Events. I don't even think it's called Bayou.
Was it Legacy?
I don't even remember what it is.
Yeah.
It was but probably I left it in my box. 2 days later, I went back to look for it. They were gone.
Wow.
Didn't say anything. And then 2 weeks ago or a week ago or last week, when I look in my mailbox and I see the towels are missing, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna say something.
Yeah.
And my whole intent was to see someone's guilty body language walking around the hallways, and maybe I could spot it
not
out.
Not knowing that it was...
I didn't think Raheel was going to admit it on the air.
He doesn't strike me as the stealing type.
He could have told me, and I would have never mentioned it on the air. He mentioned it on the air.
Yeah, he's the one that brought it up.
I'm so disappointed. Now I got to... every time I hug him, I got to check for my wallet now.
Here's the thing. During the break, you want to see panic?
Was he freaking out?
First of all, he was texting, and I knew he was texting Nick before the show started. But then we go to break, and I get the, hey, honey, could you go in my sock drawer in the right-hand corner and look for this towel? No, seriously, you got to find it. And I'm going, oh, my God, this is real.
So what did he do? Has he apologized? Did he? Did he give you the towel back?
He gave me the towel back that he washed.
Did he used it?
He said he used it to work out.
Oh, he used it, bro.
God.
I asked him on Air Friday if he washed his wrapped his grapes in it.
And then as an apology, he gave me a shirt, a button-down shirt.
What kind of shirt is that?
Yeah.
Oh, you can get those 2-for-1 at IHateMyShirt.com.
5-4 Los Angeles. Put some respect on it.
It looks like one of the levels in Q-Bert. What kind of what? That's how you. I would be more mad now that he gave me that shirt than if he stole something from me.
It was more about I'm throwing this away because I don't. It's a used workout. You know how disgusting gyms are.
It's got ball sweat on it. I thought you were going to throw the shirt.
I would throw the shirt away too. But yeah, it's got ball sweat on it. Nobody wants that back. That's disgusting. I'm so disappointed. But you know what? This does explain a lot. I've had Diet Cokes come up missing from the fridge.
He doesn't strike me as a Diet Coke guy.
I had some pizza. I bet he drove down here on a Sunday and stole that pizza from when I was on game day.
See, that's the bad thing about getting caught.
Now, anything that comes up missing, it's all on Raheel.
It's all on Raheel. Right? Did you know that?
Remember, where are my notes at?
Remember promotions slash sales gal, Kirsten Spike?
Yes.
Someone stole her wallet and charged $6,000 from this office. It's Raheel.
Raheel.
It's there all Raheel.
Get away from here. Get away from here. Oh, I can't even look at you right now. What? But I need to know what. No, we're going to break. We'll come. No, when we come back from break. No, we'll be back right after this.
You did not come back with the fire you normally do when your name was called on air.
We'll come back after this. We're way past the break, but we'll get you on after this because I have so many questions for you.
It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Monday night blowout winner, Pittsburgh Steelers at Tampa Bay Buccaneers, absolutely free. Absolutely free. Call now 800-220-6262 and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials, dogs winning outright, favorites running away with a win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 800-220-6262 absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 800-220-6262.
Attention, Houston area. How would you like the chance to earn dollars every month in consistent mailbox money? Well, listen to this. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman on ABC's hit TV show Lois and Clark, and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches in Real Estate kit for free to anyone who calls now. They will show you their formula for flipping houses in your spare time for potential profits. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure and possibly changing your life, then you need to call right now. Call 1-800-436-9034 now to get your free Riches in Real Estate kit. Call 800-436-9034 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training event with a free meal, a free smartwatch, and a free flash drive loaded with vital information just for attending. Call 800-436-9034. That's 800-436-9034 for your free Riches in Real Estate kit today.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, I know y'all like to play fantasy football, and we like to take care of you for being loyal listeners and suspects. Therefore, check this out. If you play fantasy football, you don't want to get locked down for the whole season, then you can just play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com, click on the Pro Football Pick'em. It's brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks. Well, if you got it all figured out and you really love it, you can play it all season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a year's subscription to Shudder. Shudder is the ultimate streaming service for thrill seekers. Channel Zero. Visit Let me just tell you this, Barry. If I read this, I'm going to direct them to a site that's not what we're after. It's Shudder, Shudder.com. And check them out. You get a free 30-day trial with the promo code CZ. So check them out. And again, participate in the fantasy football pick'ems at ESPN975.com.
Smooth.
I just want you to read.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because Shudder might be something you do when you're knee-deep in a heated moment.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
As opposed to Sutter, which is also on the list, and I don't know which to believe. But I'm going to go with Shudder.com, and I'm going to pray that I directed you the right way.
All right, so I invited Raheel to come back, but he said he had to leave.
Did he justify something? Did he? Because I think can't he told run from the Joel, truth.
That's all I'm saying.
He gave me a long and very passionate plea to have his back and to defend his honor and the fact that he tried to do the right thing today.
Okay.
By the way, because I want to finish this, because this is one thing I do want to point out. I still have been waited with bated breath and anticipation since Friday. I'm waiting for the blog to come out that highlights all of this with audio clips so that we can blow this up to the magnitude that it really deserves to be blown up to, just to find out that it's all a hill of beans.
Raz.
Yeah, and then not say anything about it.
Have you ever had your car broken into?
I have.
Isn't that the worst?
It is bad. Look, thankfully, I've never had my car. I mean, I've had
my house broken into, which is exactly the same. Oh no, I've had my house broken into. I've had my car broken into.
Me too.
This is why I'm so sad, because there's few things worse than a thief.
The reason why I said,
so what did he say? Did he just like, oh,
well. He was like, no, I was trying to be quiet because it wasn't like I was hiding anything. I said, Raheel, you told me in the break that you didn't want Nick to hear that you were literally calling your wife. And he's like.
And Joel didn't care. He just let it. He didn't care. It was fantastic.
And he's like, well, yeah, but I mean, I just, you know, but I wanted to make it right. I was like, okay.
The people want to see the shirt he gave you. Can you put it on the producer cam or tweet it out?
It's got to be tweeted out.
Yeah, you got to tweet out a picture of it
from at Barry.
I can tell you that most golf courses wouldn't accept that shirt.
All texting, no tweeting said we want to see the shirt. Just Google Qbert. Just Google a Qbert level, and you'll see the shirt. Is that like a fancy shirt company?
I don't know. That's why I read the company out, because the thing is, Raheel knows how to dress. Let's be honest. Like, yeah,
it came from IHateMyShirt.com.
Yeah, all texting, no tweeting said, can we see the shirt? I guess not. Nick's not going to let you see it. That's weird. I don't know. I'm hoping this is a bit.
Like I said, that's what I thought. Dude, yeah. You should have heard me on the air.
Nick was convinced it was a bit.
I did not believe him. I really didn't. Especially when he said, when he teased it on the air. I'm like, okay, he's just messing with
me. We should get a lawyer on the phone.
And everybody else was telling me the same thing.
Thank you, man.
I play hoops with one.
Maybe you can hammer him.
Yeah.
Can't see a one eye.
Hammer him for $7. How much was the towel? How much is the towel?
More than the shirt.
I don't know how much. I didn't ask.
Man, just tell him you owe me $7, bro.
Nick, I will tell you this. It looked like it had some pretty good reinforced buttons.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Hey, y'all taking shots at everybody today.
I didn't expect that tweet to go like it did.
Oh, Nick had a great rebuttal on last night, Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick was all over it.
I didn't expect that to go that well for me. I mean, it went horrible for you. But.
Which you don't care.
Steelers fan wants that. I'm checking in from Charlotte, predicting a convincing Steelers win tonight. I don't know, Bucko.
The culture is not very it's not up to par.
Turmoil right now, yeah.
But it doesn't mean they're not going
to
do it.
Yeah, ESPN reported this morning that the Steelers are receptive to taking calls on trade proposals for Le'Veon Bell.
Somebody asked us, is this the time to try to move Clowney for Bell?
If the Steelers were willing to do that, I'd have done it yesterday.
And if that's the best that they can get in return for Le'Veon Bell, it may not be the worst trade, but I don't know if that's the best that they can get right now.
Well, they've got the, well,
both
I mean,
are free agents at the end of the year.
Get a pass rusher that you could possibly keep.
And their defense is trash right now.
Yeah. There's there's a few names that I saw thrown out, and there's several that have the cap room. Mm-hmm. But Colts, Jets, Niners, Texans, Browns were all names that came out because they have cap room and a need at running back. Because you can't throw out, like, the Cowboys have $12 million in cap space. You need at least 10, I think, to make it work. They have 12. They don't need a running back, though. They have Ezekiel Elliott. Well, after yesterday.
That's on him.
Yeah.
He
but,
said it.
Yeah,
that's on
I
him.
Mean, but there are some teams that don't. The Jags have the space, but I don't know that they necessarily need
they
a running
Leonard
back.
Yeah.
So there's some teams that could use the help that have the room. In fact, if you want to know cap space-wise who could make this work, Browns, Colts, Niners, Texans, Titans, Jets, Jags, Cowboys, Bengals, Redskins. So there's the Bills have nine. I don't know if that's quite enough.
I'll tell you who reached out. The ESPN's already reporting it. That makes a lot
Packers.
Of sense. Jets.
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
Major market. You got your quarterback.
Yeah.
You got a guy that can solidify
already,
your running
already
game.
Already splitting reps between Powell and the other guy. Was it Isaiah?
Crowell.
Yeah.
Yep. The fanny wiper.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, if the concern is you're going to have to give up picks probably in order to get Bell as a rental, and it could be a rental. So, I don't know. If you could trade Clowney.
You guys know I brought this up with even before Khalil Mack was traded.
Yeah.
Trade Clowney now because he's not worth what he wants in terms of money. He
no
either
way.
Comes way down in terms of his demands, or just get something for him before he just walks.
Yep, and you might, you know, you give up too much for a guy that you can't even keep. That might be, that's my concern. Or would you give, could you give up? You probably could, so I don't know. All right. Well, I guess we'll be back for after this. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Men, get your sex life back. Say no to pills, their side effects, and weak results. Say yes to acoustic wave therapy. drug-free, needle-free, and surgery-free. It's a treatment for erectile dysfunction with no side effects. Go to CompleteMaleSolutions.com to learn more on how acoustic wave therapy helps cure the cause and not mask the symptoms of ED. Complete Male Solutions offers a private, comfortable, discreet location with an all-male staff. Get your sex life back or go from good to great. Schedule a free consultation at CompleteMaleSolutions.com.
Time to break out the lederhosen and brush up on the old polka skills. Oktoberfest is here. Get ready with a tasty multi-GABF and beer cut medal winner. St. Arnold Brewing Company's Oktoberfest. 6.6% ABV, the slightly sweet, full-bodied Oktoberfest will have you doing a chicken dance like never before. Grab a pint at the new beer garden or your favorite pub, and also six packs available at the store. Tune in Friday nights at 9 p.m. for more good beer talk on Drink of Ages Radio. Prost, y'all.
Lance Sterline here, and I want to tell you that Prime Social, the number one poker spot in the entire city of Houston, beautiful place, 20 brand new felt tables, 29 televisions all around, food, beverages, and guess what? Open 24 hours a day, Thursday through Monday now. Make sure you get in for their noon tournaments 6 days a week, and on Sundays, the tournament starts at 2. Cash games are available all the time, so make sure that you get in and get your poker fix at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer or PrimeSocialTX.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Whether it's the classroom or the boardroom, you always want to be on top of your game. That's why you need to take Mental Bright. Mental Bright is a brain supplement that helps improve your memory, focus, and overall cognitive functions. Its unique blend of essential nutrients from natural ingredients will have you feeling better and operating at your fullest potential. So if you're ready to turn those sluggish days into productive ones, try Mental Bright absolutely risk-free by visiting mentalbright.com. That's mentalbright.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Nick, what do we got? What's the scenario?
Man, I wanted to come up with a really good one, but I can't think of it.
So you spent all weekend working on it, and this is what we got.
Yeah, I really don't have anything for you, but one of these days, it's going to sound exactly the way you say it, Joel.
Okay.
Exactly.
So until then, Nick has taken it in the rear after putting 90 in the books. But
that took a turn.
Well, I mean, 90 in the books, 90 still to go for the big show as we continue to roll on second half. Shout out to the Sugarland Skeeters, because I know that, you know, most people don't get to this kind of thing. Walk off Grand Slam last night to propel them to the championship series over at Constellation Field. So very cool that they have a chance to repeat, which is kind of a neat thing. And I doubt that we're going to get to this either, but we maybe we'll touch on it later. But shout out to Tiger Woods, too, because...
Oh, we need to get to that.
Yeah,
that's a huge story.
That was a massive story yesterday, and it had, even if you don't follow golf, a lot of implications to be talked about.
Yeah, so. good to have him back.
News of the day, Jimmy Garoppolo confirmed ACL tear. So Niners, no, I don't think they're going to bring Colin Kaepernick back. But they are turning the reins over to who's the Jags ex-quarterback that they picked up? Oh, no, the kid from Iowa. Beathard. C.J. Beathard is going to be the Niners' next starter.
Well, they have Hoyer, too, on staff, right?
No, Hoyer's with the Patriots.
Did he go back? I thought he was out there.
Yeah, Hoyer's with the Patriots.
Oh, that's right.
So behind Beathard, I believe, is not Blaine Gabbert, but I'll look at it, depth chart anyway. And congratulations to Yuli Gurriel, American League Player of the Week. So interesting, too, to see with the series starting in Toronto, things to get to when we start talking baseball. But Kenny G did a little interview about his time with the Astros.
Yeah.
And they just did a press conference with the Gurriel brothers playing against each other for the first time
in this Blue Jays series coming up. That's going to be fun to watch.
Pretty cool. Both of them hit multiple home runs on the same day. First time brothers have ever done that.
Yep.
Similar celebrations with sunflower seeds on the head type of thing. So that was cool, too. That's all right. The Dolphins defensive end, William Hayes, torn ACL. You know why he tore it?
Sure do.
Trying not to get a penalty sacking the quarterback.
Yeah, that's about all Clay Matthews hasn't done in his efforts to try and not get flagged.
Foot got caught in the ground, trying not to put his body weight on the quarterback. Gone for the year. NFL, get your stuff together.
Please.
It's ridiculous. I know we just joked about the whole NFL hates Clay Matthews thing, but it's ridiculous.
It really is.
It's, you know, I said at some point they're going to have to just put flags on the quarterbacks. And somebody even asked, when is that coming? It looks like soon.
Well, and I told you a week ago in the Packer game that I was watching, there were three separate incidents, both with defensive backs and defensive players, where they either were trying to avoid it and ended up getting burned on a play from a secondary perspective, like on a defenseless receiver. They pulled up, and they pulled up too soon,
yeah,
and the ball was completed. A defensive lineman pulled up because he thought on a pump fake the ball was gone. He knew he couldn't touch him and then realized the ball wasn't gone and he should have hit him, and he didn't. And then the Matthews play. Yeah, the NFL has got to do something to get through. Because like yesterday's Matthews play, there's nowhere for him to go. He had his head to the side. He was trying to ease up, but he's coming full board and got a hold of him. It's not he didn't throw the football. Smith held on to the football.
It's a textbook tackle.
It completely was. And during the process of taking him down to the ground, his weight ends up on top of the quarterback because there's nowhere to go.
That's called a tackle. I don't understand that. How else are you supposed to contort your body in midair so that you don't land on the court? That's so stupid.
It's
like,
ridiculous.
At this point, like, people are tagging me on Instagram and Twitter with these different videos people are making about how to sack the quarterback. Like, they're laying people down gently and covering them up with a blanket, and it's kind of funny. But it's getting to that point where I would just run up and drop kick them or something. Like, just something else, man.
That would be so funny.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would add to the drama.
WWE wrestling double drop kick style right in the chest. And just knock them down that way, because at least your body weight's not on them. The hell are you going to do? Nothing. I don't know. NFL is just...
They're going to be forced to change the rule. That's the only thing they can do, honestly.
It's becoming unwatchable, because it's not the same sport that people fell in love with.
It's affecting the game. There's no doubt about it. Instead of, obviously, your goal is to protect the long-term safety of your players, but it's affecting games now.
Yeah.
It's costing players seasons. It's affecting in the wrong way because guys, like you said, are easing up and getting hurt. You've said this before, and I completely... It's a physical sport. It's a violent sport. Players are out there saying it. Look, we put our bodies on the line, and we understand some of the risk. Yeah, we're trying to avoid long-term ramifications, but it's still football. And now it's really altering the game, and that's a shame.
It really is. Speaking of, Juan wants to talk Monday Night Football. No doubt this is a Steelers call.
Yeah.
No doubt. Questions. Juan, what's up?
Hey, Barry, I'd like to pick your brain for a bit. About a year ago, going into the Kansas City game, I was driving to, you know, my local BW3s, and it was with Mike Liebeschock, that you were on the show. He said, going into that game, that Ben would get murdered. And obviously wasn't, and that showed up. So that's why I said I was predicting a convincing win. With the news, the mind games that they're going to, you know, trade Le'Veon Bell and all that, I think it's very important that you go into a game with a good mindset that they're doing something that is finally kind of getting off your shoulders. And that's why I said what I said in the text. But what do you guys think about rushing the quarterback? Because I'm a big defensive-minded person. What do you think about going up to the quarterback and just knocking him down, pushing him down, instead of tackling him down to prevent the blitz from, you know, getting under the quarterback?
We're losing you there, Juan. I think I got what you said. First of all, you didn't pick my brain. You just picked on me. There's a difference. You were just reminding me of something I said.
But I guess that was Liebeschock days, which is a long time ago. But I mean, here's the deal is when we were suggesting the whole drop kick thing, we were being facetious.
Yeah.
You can't change the way you tackle. The reason why you tackle people that way, because that is the most effective way to do it. That's why you tackle quarterbacks the way you do. So you can't ask them to change the way they tackle anymore. You just can't. Not, I mean, you've done enough to make the job, make the sport as safe as possible. But for the most part, there's certain parts of the game that you just can't change. You can't make it less violent than it already is. So
I tell you what, if you I don't know how much of this is, I mean, we would have to ask Fred and AJ. They would probably know more. But when you look at the line on this game tonight with the Bucs and the Steelers, it's moved from 2.5 points favoring Pittsburgh as the favorite to now the Bucs are a 2-point favorite. So I don't. That does that tell you that all the money just moved and everybody was like, "Oh, I'll take that." Not believing in them, or do they really think that this controversy and all of the issues that are going on behind the scenes are going to affect the Steelers? Because when I first sat down and started doing the picks, I was like, "Yeah, I'll take the Bucks and give the point. That's fine. I mean, 1 point at home."
You're supposed to get three, right?
And the Steelers, yeah, but now that the Bucks are a 2-point favorite, man, I don't know. I'm not a believer in the Steelers. Now, of course, I didn't think that the Buffalo Bills would just run roughshod over the Vikings either.
But this is the Texans game over again. This is a must-win for the Steelers. You're about to see if they have some stability in their locker room and they know how to, you know, put the distractions aside and focus on what needs to get done, because this is a team that legitimately should have been considered as a Super Bowl favorite. Absolutely. In the AFC as opposed to the Texans. So when you look at that and say the difference between the two franchises, if they really are still legit, they're going to find a way to win this game tonight. They're going to find a way to forget about the Le'Veon Bell distraction, forget about the Antonio Brown distractions, and they're going to go out and do what they need to do so that they stay in this season. But it's going to be must-see TV from a football fan perspective, simply because of the fact that this isn't and hasn't been the Steelers that we've grown accustomed to. And aside from TJ Watt, their defense has been deplorable, and that's not something you say about Pittsburgh defenses. So there's a lot to watch for. And are the Buccaneers for real? And because that decision is looming between Ryan Fitzpatrick maintaining his starting job or making a switch.
Oh, I think that's a done deal.
When Jameis Winston comes back.
I don't think they're going to make a change as long as he's playing like he's playing.
I don't think
playing.
They should.
But, I mean, when Steelers are giving up 31 a game.
Does San Francisco pick up the phone and call Tampa and go, hey, if you're not going to play him,
yeah,
we'd be interested?
It's going to be interesting because the Bucs aren't great on defense either. The difference is that they're outscoring their opponents. Like I was looking at.
Well, their D-line's not bad.
Yeah, but I was looking at, like, net points, right? Like, how many you give up versus how many you score and so forth. The Bucs are a +7. Steelers are a -2.5. So they can't stop anybody, but they're not scoring. At least the Bucs can put up numbers, or they have been with Jackson and Fitzpatrick and so forth. We'll see if that continues. But that's why I wasn't believing in the Steelers. I mean, Juan, I hope your team wins just because you're a good dude and a great listener and all that. But, I mean, for me, my pick was the Bucs, and now that I'm giving up two, I'm still not. That doesn't worry me that much. I don't know. I don't think I'm changing my pick against the spread.
Are you saying that because I took the Steelers?
No, I'm just saying I'm sticking with the Bucs, and
it's a safe pick.
I think that's a good football team right now.
The stability lies with the home team.
I thought the Bucs were going to be one of the five worst teams in the NFL. I had no idea this was coming. I don't think many people did.
I don't think anybody saw this in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And with the schedule that we talked about on numerous occasions and how difficult it was for Tampa to open up, and you're missing your quarterback, there were a chance they could start 0-4. Yeah. Now it's on the flip side.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. We're almost through with hour number two. We've got 1 hour still to go in the big show.
Yeah, right now, though, can I tell the folks about Vortex? Look, I got a great place for you to work out. If you are trying to get in shape, there is nothing better or more exhilarating than taking a rumble class at Vortex. And we just took one. I just took one a couple weeks ago. I went out there with Jordan, and man, you talk about a great workout. I used to train Muay Thai, and I forgot how good of a workout and physically exerting that a boxing class can be. And it's great, man. Like, and it's a full body workout. Don't just think that it's just your arms. The way that they teach you at Vortex, you're doing dips, you're doing the movements that you do in a boxing class along with some calisthenics. It is a full body workout. My entire body was sore for a couple of days. That's how you know you got in a good workout. They've got spin classes as well. They've got the ride classes. They got the rumble classes. Both classes, 45 minutes each. So you don't have to invest a ton of time like you do when you go to the gym and you're spending hours trying to get a workout in and waiting for people to get off equipment. Nope, it's 45 minutes. You're in, you're out. It's a great place too. Really luxurious, but it's affordable. The classes aren't crazy expensive. $25 for a spin or a rumble class. $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week, and you can get a monthly unlimited Rumble or Ride membership for only $195. Crazy good pricing. And Vortex is the only spin studio in Houston with three rows of bikes. So you're not going to be all crowded right next to each other. They have 48 bikes in the studio, and the studio is great, man. It looks amazing. They've put a ton of attention to detail over there at Vortex on all the gyms. And the boxing classes, some of them are taught by an Olympian, Charles Blackwell, Olympic boxer. So you're not out there just learning boxing from some guy that doesn't know what he's talking about. I was impressed because I was a little skeptical. I was like, man, you know, having trained before, is this just going to be like Taibo? It's not. It's legit boxing. You legitimately learn how to throw a jab. You just legitimately learn how to slip punches, all while getting in shape and getting great exercise. And look, another thing I'll be honest with you about, fellas, scenery's pretty good right now. It is the ratio 4-1, I think I counted in my class. Not too shabby to look at, I'll say that. So another reason to get out there. All the equipment's new and they supply it for you. So you've got gloves, you've got wraps, you've got the shoes for the spin classes. All you got to do is show up and get in shape. They've got morning and afternoon classes, and it's really easy to get to. 1707 West Gray right there in the River Oaks Midtown section of Houston. There's a Panera Bread right next door, so you can grab you a little something healthy on the way out if you want to. 1707 West Gray, it's Vortex, y'all. Come out there. I think I'm going to go out there tomorrow, man. If you want to come try class, meet me out there. I'll probably go after the show and get a workout in. So call them, 281-501-3094. 281-501-3094. Give them a call. Get something set up and tell them Barry sent you.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Are you a healthy male between 18 and 39 with a post-high school education? Fairfax Cryobank is looking for you to help others build happy, healthy families. Average $4,000 in 6 months once accepted. Visit BeASpermDonor.com to learn more. That's BeASpermDonor.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Houston? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Houston area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Houston is a perfect market for my system, and this week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Monday night blowout winner, Pittsburgh Steelers at Tampa Bay Buccaneers, absolutely free. Absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262, and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle, and you'll have access to his upset specials, dogs winning outright, favorites running away with a win by 3-4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now, 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 800-220-6262.
The weather is perfect for spending time on the water with family and friends. And Texas Marine is here to help with our model year blowout sale. 2019s are arriving daily, and the 2018s must go. Get huge discounts on our large selection of Yamaha jet-powered wakeboard boats. runabouts and deck boats by Chaparral and Chris Craft, and pontoons by Avalon and Barletta. All outboards powered by Yamaha Outboards. It's our model year blowout sale only at Texas Marine on NASA Road 1 in Seabrook and I-45 in Conroe.
Friday nights at 10, get the latest news and scores from the high school football scene on the Vibe Scoreboard Show. Presented by Houston Methodist Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Friday nights at 10 on ESPN 97.5.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you know how we do? We always remind you of things that you can do to play football with us and do other fun things. Well, fantasy football is what we're talking about right now. If you don't want to get into a fantasy football league where you got to play the whole season, you don't have to. Log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'ems brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, couple weeks, or the whole season if you think you got it all figured out. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three finishers. One of this week's prizes, $50 gift card to King's Beer House. King's Beer House is the perfect football hideaway. Lots of TVs to catch every football game. Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday night's fun. Crafty cocktails of every variety and a happy hour every week, Monday through Friday, 3 until 6. So check out King's Beer House, whether you play or not, and also ESPN975.com and get in on that pick'em.
All right, bigger shocker from the NFL season. You can only pick one, or not in the season, but this week. NFL scores.
Okay.
Buffalo over Minnesota, Washington over Green Bay, or Detroit over the Patriots.
I would say Buffalo over Minnesota. I mean, at least Matt Patricia knew something about that defense. And with the Green Bay situation, I mean, there's always going to be at least one or two games, Joel, that I guess Green Bay is not supposed to lose but end up losing.
Well, obviously, you know, I watched the whole game. One thing that you can't plan for, too, when you see your schedule is the weather. Conditions were awful. That's not conducive to Rodgers being able to do a whole lot. We already know he's limited. But Adrian Peterson, which, again, I harped on, especially if we thought Foreman was going to be out for the Texans, was a guy that they should, right in your own backyard, just check him out, kick the tires, cheap option. He looked a lot like his old self. Yeah. He ran the ball hard. He hit the holes. He got, you know, one chunk was like 40-some yards where he got outside, which was, and he had two touchdowns. So credit to the Redskins. Their defense looked good, but their offense was better than it's been.
And speaking of, okay, so I think we're all in agreement. Buffalo
right?
Buffalo. Yeah. But I think a close second, not necessarily even the Detroit Patriots game, one that I didn't throw out there, but I forgot to. That Tennessee-Jacksonville game.
Very shocking.
Ugly. Yep. 9-6, but Jacksonville was a 10-point favorite going into that at home. Tennessee goes on the road, gives up two field goals.
How about Gabbard gets hurt, so you got to warm up a guy who has tingly feelings in his hand because you got no one else on the active roster, Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Well, you did learn from Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
Well done, sir. But done.
I think that might be the runner-up, Tennessee going on the road as a 10-point dog. And beating the Jags in the division.
It really
throws. That's a division game. That's a big win for them, man.
It confuses us, too, in terms of how do we view the AFC South now? Because you don't know how serious Tennessee is with
two
that win.
The only thing we know about the AFC South is that Houston sucks. Yep. And I'm not even trying to be a dick about it. That's the fact.
Well, and
we know Houston sucks. I'm not really sure what Indy is yet.
But we'll
still
find out this week. I think between the two that you're talking about, we'll find out a whole lot more because Indy plays the Texans this week to see which Andrew Luck and how good they are on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and then I know that the Jags are good, but man, what is this Tennessee? Have I underestimated Tennessee? I kind of feel like I might have.
I feel like I may have slept on them too.
Yeah, especially if they don't have Mariota and they're out there doing what they do.
Or they're all pro tight end. Yeah. That was his safety. Yeah, his safety valve.
Yep.
And by the way, quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo out. C.J. Beathard in the second backup because Gabbert left San Francisco to go to Tennessee. Nick Mullins from Southern Miss. I would say the Niners are in the market for a quarterback.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how you could see somebody like Jameis Winston saying, hey, well, if you're not going to play me, trade me.
Tyrod Taylor
might be an option. Now, some of these, you know, you want to, especially with a rookie quarterback, you probably want to hang on to the veteran that you have behind him. Like Josh Allen had a great game, but you know, what do you do there? Sam Bradford is the backup in Arizona, but you've got some decisions to make. And don't forget, and out in Philly, do you trust Carson Wentz enough to not get hurt again that you make a trade there as well?
Or in your own backyard, Oakland, who has A.J. McCarron.
Yeah.
If they're going to stick with Carr. So, interesting. All right, we've got 1 hour still to go in the big show, two in the books. Don't go anywhere. It's much more of the usual suspects, and the sports mappers are going to join us as well. It is ESPN 97.5.
For something to do this weekend, visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.